type Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, November 13th, 2017. I think we're pretty settled into what year it is, right?
Yeah.
You know, by November, you think
and
you should
month.
Have that down.
Yeah.
Actually, it's like deadline day for us. Wow,
yeah.
This is really kind of sneaking up on us. Those of you that have been tuned in for the last week or two, we've been sharing a number of God sighting stories with our new Prime Life Times. I've been calling it our beloved.
I know you have,
Prime
even
Life
in
Times.
The promotional literature.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know what people will think, but it
yeah,
does say a lot about
beloved
the truth.
Prime Life Times, and yeah, it's like deadline time. Actually, today's the day where you want those that have submitted content to have their stories all in, so we can do further proofing and formatting and
well,
such?
Well, actually, the deadline was Friday.
Okay, was Friday.
Yeah, but if someone really has one, please send it.
Yeah, but at this point, it'd be too late.
But not past the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
not past, yeah.
Yeah, the deadline for our December edition, because basically to get it all formatted and laid out and proofed and reproofed and edited and then to the printer so we can have it published before November 30th
mm-hmm.
or so,
oh, yeah.
so we can have it, you know, in our 100-plus locations
yeah.
by and before the 1st of December. So, wow, everything's
but
dialed up.
Now, people could still send an ad, right?
Yeah,
today.
Just within a couple
yeah.
of days.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're kind of our sales team. It's
we're
finalizing things. So, yeah, if you haven't seen the Prime Life Times in an area business or location near you, let us know and maybe we can help facilitate that arrangement. But we are in over 120 or so locations. You can find all the distribution lists at our website, primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And if you can't remember that, you can go to greatnewsradio.org, and then there's a link under our About that takes you to the Prime Life Times.
You know, Mark, I think that the mentions that we've had on the radio station must have increased, because this paper, this one in front of me, came out November 1st
mm-hmm.
on the stands. I went to County Market on Kirby and Duncan on the 4th, and the rack was empty.
Yeah, I think he delivered over 100,
uh-huh.
usually 100
yeah.
in a bundle, and sometimes you'll do 100 or 200.
Yeah.
And I know other places have called in. And
but they filled it back up, just
yeah.
so people know.
Yeah, we do that usually two or three or four times a month. We have a distribution team, and yeah, we're getting a great response. I know a couple people have already signed up. They want to subscribe and have it mailed right to their doorstep or their mailbox. And so we'll continue to do that. You can find out more about subscription to the Prime Life Times. It's a monthly free newspaper, but the subscription, because of the postage and handling, it ends up coming up to about $20. So if you want to pay $20, yeah, for the
yeah.
whole year, for the convenience of having it mailed to you, that'd be great. And we have a lot of positive articles. They're informative, they're engaging, they're fun. And we're including, Lord willing, we're still working that to the very last deadline, a new column, a
yeah.
new story, a new
yeah.
series of articles on area restaurants or eateries or places where there's delicious dining.
Delicious destination.
Well, that's going to be the
oh,
name.
Oh.
Where there will be delicious dining,
okay.
and we're going to call it the Delicious Destination.
You came up with that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, you kind of like, what could we call it? And I was like, what could work? So far, that's what we're thinking it'll be launched as. And Marianne's contributing not only as the editor-in-chief, overseeing the process of everything in the articles and the formatting and the proofing and the team, but submitting, I think, two or three different stories now. So,
well, a couple. Yeah.
yeah. And then the trivia and then I think some other things. So,
yeah.
And then we're thinking about, we're still working on whether we're going to include, what's it called again?
Laughing Matters.
Well, we're working on that,
yeah.
maybe some poetry, but not the crossword puzzles. That's
oh,
the new inclusion.
Sudoku. Yeah, so many people have asked me, are you going to put Sudoku in now that you have a crossword puzzle? I'm like, let me find out what that is.
Yeah, yeah. So
I've heard the word.
Yeah, that'll probably be in our December edition, which will be available in a couple of weeks. But by way of introduction, I know we did this maybe last Monday.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we'll end up having a program called the Prime Life Times Week in Review or Weekend Review or the Month in Review. But we certainly will take you through some of the paper today, because I think we started the other day, but I kind of jumped to who's involved with it. And then Kathleen Jennings,
yeah.
we had her in the studio and she
great.
Read her article. But
yeah.
we had our great gathering. I referenced it on Friday, but this past Thursday, the whole team, we had 19 of us. Well, the whole team and then some spouses or a boyfriend that was thrown in there. But we gathered at the Olive Garden restaurant and just celebrated what we feel God is doing through the Prime Life Times, how this was gifted to us, And I won't rehash that because that would be the whole program. But
yeah.
If you go to our archive programs page and look for the Prime Life Times as part of the heading in a title, we told the God Saving Stories how this was basically gifted to us a month ago. And so
that was a fun night.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, last Thursday we rehashed that. I went around and introduced everyone to everyone and had some fun, a great meal. And then we just kind of prayed up how God will use the Prime Life Times in the days ahead. Currently, it's estimated there's about 26,000 monthly readers. Yes, let me say that again. 26,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we hope they'll all become Great News Radio listeners, and that'll expand, and we'll have more distribution and more additions in the days ahead. But take us through, maybe from the front page, and we'll go through some of these stories. Maybe there'll be something you want to read or talk about,
okay,
or say, oh, I haven't met her yet. But the person that lays this all out and has put it together, her name's Kelly, and she's phenomenal. She's been doing the Prime Life Times for about 5 years, and so we so appreciate her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she helped with some previewing by our team, mm-hmm, but I don't know if that was her or you, but why did we start off with Honor and Comfort Our Veterans?
We had two articles that would have fit on the front page nicely,
mm-hmm,
but I think she made the final decision on this one, and I think it was right. Perfect. How to Honor and Comfort a Veteran. We were going for November and Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm. And this Laura Felger, do you know her? Have you met with her yet?
I don't. She's a Health Alliance liaison with community. They have a few of those. But I was at Health Alliance the other day and mentioned our article to the lady that does. She's, oh, we know Laura. We love her. So,
yeah.
So it's great. Yeah, that's a great article because she ends talking about the various places where you can really contribute and help veterans. I love it.
Hmm.
So it's a good article. And here, I'm going to read you this little thing.
Sure.
You didn't know I was going to do this. I love this paragraph that she had. She said, here are some organizations that reach out to veterans. See if you can find one in your community and offer whatever special skill you might have to their cause.
Hmm.
If you bake, bake. If you woodwork, woodwork. Share yourself with a veteran so they know you care. It's the very least any of us can do to honor and comfort the heroes around us.
Hmm.
And then she has a list of things and places that of interest about that.
Now, this Laura, I'm looking her up.
Yeah.
And is she the author of Listen?
No, that's Rita.
Oh, that's Rita.
Yeah,
okay.
Person.
So we'll come back to that maybe at the end of the program.
Yeah.
And then we chose Brown County as a story.
Yeah.
Because we feel many of our listeners or those that would read the paper have traveled over there or need to know about this fun place to visit.
Yeah, and then there's me. I've always wanted to go. So, but yeah, people do love to go there in the fall.
Hey, this second page called People and Places.
Yeah.
This is an interesting gal. A big photo of her.
Yeah.
And a serendipitous encounter.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, that word serendipitous, one time, some years back, I was sharing with a group of people. I wouldn't call them churchgoers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they were had me sharing some of the story of the radio ministry. And I was telling them the whole God-sighting story, how I would frame it as a God-sighting story. I don't know if I used that same language. I think I kind of did. But anyway, when it all came together and all said and done, somebody who came up who I don't believe was a believer and basically said, wow, that was so serendipitous.
I love that word.
I don't hear that very much.
I love that word.
But this story is called a serendipitous encounter.
Yeah, Rita wrote this story about Cassie Flanagan. She's a special education teacher. And it's serendipitous that Rita encountered her the other day and got caught up. So the article is about how serendipitous it was that Rita's daughter met this teacher when she was young because she influenced her to get into special education, and that's her profession now. So it's a very cool article. And Rita's the one you're talking about has the book.
Oh, okay. And serendipitous, in case you've never heard that or had it defined, it's like a chance occurrence or circumstantial, a positive circumstance that seem to come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
or,
like serendipity. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess everyone probably understands what that
is. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. So it's Rita
that's
the author of this Listen to the Wisest of All.
Yeah. Yeah. And we looked that up on the internet too. I'm real excited about that. It's her book.
Yeah. The book review says, in this beautiful illustrated book, individuals from 88 to 104 years old from differing backgrounds share life stories, values, and accumulated wisdom.
Yeah.
This is a great gift for parents, grandparents, and aunts, uncles, and friends, because they will enjoy the inspirational stories, words of advice, and will have an opportunity to leave their own legacy just as the individuals in the book have done.
That was dramatic, Mark.
Yeah, I got my dramatic voice on today.
Are you in It's a Wonderful Life?
I am.
Oh, that's right.
You got it, boss.
You have two lines.
Thank you.
You have one line. Oh, two lines. I'm sorry.
Yeah, two lines.
Do you want to say them again? Because
You got it, boss. Believe it or not, it was funny. I was sharing this the other day with some people that came by, and they were looking at the big sign here in front of the Great News Radio Center.
Did you say that to them?
Yeah, I did. I had to tell them I have my lines. They're memorized.
Okay.
But the irony, actually, it was my English conversation group.
You said that to them?
Yeah, I was telling them, and I had to explain it all, like, you got it, boss. Why? And I said, well, believe it or not, even though you know me as overseeing the English conversation class and the station manager of a, and I stressed, a Christian radio station, I said, in the It's a Wonderful Life, the radio version, you know what my role is? And they said, no, but we understand what your lines are. You got it, boss. Yeah, you have to listen. And so I told them, well, do you know what like a bar is or like a nightclub or something? And like most of them kind of knew. And I said, well, I'm the bouncer. I said, I'm the guy that throws the people out of the bar. And they're like, what? I said, yes, I know I'm a Christian radio station manager, but because of the role, and it was like a little cameo appearance, we kind of laughed. It's like the Alfred Hitchcock where he makes his 3-second appearance in many of the Alfred Hitchcock scenes.
Yeah.
I said, Kate wanted me to have at least a line somewhere in the play. And so I'm Binky.
Yes.
And I'm the bouncer when Nick owns the bar, and it's the dark period of George's life, and it's when things aren't going well and he gets thrown out, but I'm the one that throws him and Clarence out, and I respond to Nick saying, "You got it. You got it, boss."
Well, I think
so. Be listening for that in December.
Oh, I bet they. I bet everybody will.
Everybody, pins and needles. They gotta hear just that one spot.
Okay. We can breathe now. Yeah. We've heard them, Mark's line, and it's so important that those students that are barely learning English know that line, Mark.
Yeah, they needed to know. You got it, boss. In fact, how many times does that now show up in emails?
I know you do that. That's so funny.
I do that to the whole team now.
It makes me laugh every time.
You got it. Kate loves it, too. You got it, boss. Anytime they ask them.
We all have your line memorized.
Yeah, that's right. I think most of the listeners now have the lines memorized, too.
I bet they do, but they really have it memorized.
Well, you know how there needs to be a backup understudies in case something happens to be in December now? We could pick from thousands of people. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it, boss.
That has been a big concern of Kate's, is who is going to be the understudy for Mark.
That's right.
For those two lines.
Those two lines. All right. Just start signing up today. Okay. So back to the paper. Let me open this book back up.
Everybody needs to look up Rita's book. That really is.
Yeah, maybe we'll read in and talk about that in the coming days.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So we're on page 2, and you know, it's a wonderful paper. It's called The Prime Life Times. You can find out more at primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifetimes.com. It's a paper that's informative, engaging, and positive, and filled with lots of great stories. So some great ads. We appreciate Daryl Kennedy Edward Jones.
Yeah.
He was giving us some financial advice recently. He's my best-dressed Tootsie Pop volunteer in the world.
You always say that about him. Yeah. I wonder if he likes that.
Yeah, he does. I told him about that, and he kind of laughed and smiled.
Good. He's a nice guy.
And then we have, the NAPA, we're a part of the North American Mature Publishing Association.
Yeah.
That was the conference I went to a few months ago. That was kind of interesting. Bob Dickey and I attended that, learned a lot about the newspapers, and that was that divine appointment, because that's right when Bill said he wanted to gift the radio ministry with the paper.
Yeah.
He said, by the way, I have a membership with this organization, and there's a national conference coming up in Oak Brook, Illinois, which is where I grew up. He said, would you like to go? Hey, just you go in my place. And so I got Bob to go along.
I remember that whirlwind week.
Yeah, that was.
We were getting a paper, having a paper. We're doing this,
and now
I'm
going to
a conference.
Yeah, that worked out. Learned a lot. But as being a member, a participant in that association, they asked that we submitted this ad. It's kind of one of those agreements where once a year they request that all the NAMPA members would produce it. So scientists find new way to stop a cold. And Karen thought she had heard where copper can be used or has been used in the past to
do something. Even if it's just Karen Harrison and me, the two of us are interested in this notion.
Yeah, so you'll see this thing. They encourage you to put this, it's kind of like a brass Q-tip kind of thing that
copper.
You could hold in your hand. Yeah, copper.
Not brass.
Yeah, copper.
Yeah.
Get my metals right.
Yeah.
And you put it in your nose. I don't know.
In your ear.
In your ear?
Oh, is it your nose?
Yeah, I think it was in your nose. I read it.
It's supposed to make you well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So well.
Don't know.
We're well. Yeah, I was pretty sure.
That's the only article we can't quite stand, we don't really know about that.
Yeah. EPA says the natural color changes of the copper does not reduce its ability to kill germs.
Well, yeah.
Sounds good
to me. But Mark, you know, some people, they do really stand behind that. Like they wear those copper bracelets or copper ankle bracelet thing.
Research says a tiny electric charge in microbe cells gets short-circuited by the high conductance of copper.
Can I read that again?
This destroys the cell in seconds. I don't know. I'm kind of sold on this. Somebody, come find this paper, wherever it is, in those 100-plus locations. Purchase one of these things and tell us if it works.
It says tests by the EPA show germs die fast on copper. That's real.
Copper Zap. It's called the Copper Zap.
Okay, let's move
on.
It's
made in the U.S. of pure copper. It carries a 90-day full money-back guarantee and is available for $49.95 at CopperZap.com.
Okay, last time we started to go through this paper, we got through two articles. Now we've gotten through two more pages. Shall we move on?
Okay, I still wanted to see if it goes in your nose, though. But okay. Okay, so anything else on this page? Other great advertisers, we appreciate them. They allow this paper to be available free of charge. So many fine advertisers are helping us get this out to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so page three. So do you have any seasonal disorders?
No, not that I know of. But I've always thought that acronym SAD, it always made me feel sad. Seasonal affective disorder.
Oh.
SAD. So, anyway. But, you know, I know people that do. It's real. Oh. I mean, they really do start getting kind of down when the sun. Some people don't do well if it's always overcast.
I think they did some studies because of all the rain in Seattle.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenon that happens to many people that live in around Seattle or places where the sun doesn't
Portland,
get out much. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people get lights, you know, that they keep in their house that's like, I don't know, has the full spectrum or something. But this is by Jim Russell. He's on the Vermilion County Board of Mental Health, and he submits articles almost every month. He's really good.
Mental health, they'll probably be coming in after this broadcast.
Yeah, he'll say, can I speak to you?
You do need some help.
About the copper zap thing? No, that may work.
Yeah. Turning to page five, people and places, more people and places.
Yeah, that's
go for Hamilton, stay for the history.
I know. That's Nevis Island, and it was the birthplace of Alexander Hamilton.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's also just got tons of history.
That's is this a bed and breakfast kind of thing?
I don't know. I think it may be now. Yeah, that house that's pictured.
Yeah.
But there's just a lot of history on that island. These folks, Victor Block and his wife, Phyllis, they do travel articles for the paper, and they just go to the most interesting places. But the best part is you gain a lot of facts from reading their articles, and you gain a lot of history, but it's interesting. Yeah. They make it really interesting.
Yeah, that's one of your goals with the content contributors, that it's just not stories or facts or information. It has to be compelling and interesting and what do you call it, like action verbs or something? So people.
Yeah, we put that in the guidelines.
Yeah,
use action verbs.
So if you want to be a part of contributing maybe a story or unique writing or something, we have different people that are submitting their stories or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can stop by the website, primelifetimes.com, and you'll see content contributor in the, what is that, the masthead?
What do they call that? Those little labels at the
top? Yeah,
I should know that.
The tabs.
On the webpage?
The menu. It's like the menu tab.
Yeah, that's
kind
of right.
Look for content contributors. Now, that's after you've used your little zapper, your copper zap, and you feel much better.
Maybe before. And you know, you do know that everybody in marketing and social media sitting out there is just kind of like got this stunned look on their face listening to us.
They're saying, you got it, boss, and where do I get my copper zapper?
You know what? They're not saying that, Mark.
because they've turned us off.
No, they're not.
So for the few of you still tuned in, stay with us because this is very interesting because we get
Mark
to page
and
six.
On Monday morning.
We don't want them to know.
We don't want to know where we are. Okay.
Now this one, we're going to save this article on page six.
Yeah.
This article about a unique lady.
Yeah, Nancy Medrow.
For a future program. But we should say that here at Lincoln Square, if you go to the South End and you say, where is Nancy and her unique baby gift shop? Yeah. You'll say, did she close? Because I did see a going out of business sale. And we did describe that she's not going out of business, in fact, but now she's back to maybe going out of business, so it's a long story.
She's also in the other end of the mall.
Yeah, so now she's in the north end of Lincoln Square, just down from Piatto's, and so we just appreciate her. And
oh,
she's
I like
putting
her a
another
lot.
Ad into our December mm-hmm. edition of the Prime Life Times. A sweet, sweet senior saint, I think in her 80s.
I think she is, yeah.
And still creating
she's so
items
creative.
And everything in there.
She's great.
Is handmade, mm-hmm. whether it's like the things you. Lampshades, like
yeah,
with
that's
fabrics
what they call
on
those
it.
These days.
Yeah, lampshades. Well, I'm looking at the picture here, and the lampshade—it's like fabric that goes with the little girl's dress
I
and
know.
The pillowcase
yeah.
and everything. I mean,
yeah.
really customized. And yeah. I know she was shipping out some things, so people order in. And
yeah.
Sweet, sweet dear lady.
We're gonna have her in. You
yeah,
said.
We'll have her in. Maybe next Monday. We'll
That'd be
see.
Great.
Talk a little about her story, and so
that'd be great.
Okay, so turning. Oh, we just got about 30 seconds here, so
oh,
we'll
Gerald
get halfway
Kennedy.
Through. We're at page 7. So that's, just about halfway through.
You know that most people could have read this whole paper by the time we get...
Oh, no, there's a lot of content in here. There's stories, there's games, there's puzzles, there's recipes, there's
so,
great businesses.
Do you think that people really do like Sudoku? I mean, do you know of anyone who...
I don't know. I've looked at it a few times and thought, oh, okay, you can work the numbers and you balance the numbers.
Do you have to know math or something?
I think that helps. I think they all have to be equal or something. I've never really gotten into
all right.
it, but
we'll put one in for December
and
see
how
it
December,
goes.
But for December, those of you that like, and what's it called again?
I don't know. I say Sudoku. I don't know
Sudoku.
If that's right.
Okay. It's something like that. You'll see
something
it
like that.
In the December edition of the Prime Life Times. We're very excited about how God is using this and expanding our borders, reaching a lot of new people with this content, which is informative, engaging, and positive. And we hope it'll be a blessing to you as we do have various stories that are God-honoring and helpful and encouraging. Last week you heard us interview Kathleen Jennings on her story about God Bless America, but it was more than just a story on that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a human interest story and some other fun facts. And
so we'll start on page 7 with Gerald Kennedy and his article.
Oh, yes. That'll be coming up maybe.
That'll be
maybe
perfect.
Next Monday or in the next couple of weeks or soon.
Yeah, that'll be perfect because it's all about Giving Tuesday, about Thanksgiving. So.
Well, and we're all about Jesus, so. Have a Jesus-filled day, everyone.
We actually really are. You,
yes.
It's astonishing how much we talk about.
Hey, Jesus
feeling.
Created copper.
Yeah.
And this guy, this.
Wow.
And this copper zapper. Okay. Enough. We got to close out this program. We're so glad you're a part of our radio
it's
listening
family. It's a wonderful
family.
Life. Folks.
Yes. You got it. You got it, boss. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day.
God bless you, folks.